to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen. Counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
After claiming for months that he did not want to run for president, insiders are now saying that New Jersey Governor Chris Christie is reconsidering that decision. Promising to do one thing, then doing the opposite? Sounds pretty presidential to me.
There's Seth Meyers on SNL having some fun with the speculation continuing over New Jersey Governor Chris Christie's intentions or not to run or not to run. That is the question. That's where we start this hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show, a review of the hot hits in talk radio from the weekend. I'm Doug Steffen. Go through the Sunday morning television interview shows. The presidential race seems to be what's on everybody's mind still, and will continue probably to be that way. Let's start with ABC's This Week, where Christiane Amanpour talked to political analyst George Will and political director Amy Walter about the increased number of calls Christie is getting to throw his hat into the ring.
New Jersey Governor Chris Christie has absolutely, unequivocally ruled out running for president this year, but over the past 24 hours, calls for him to enter the race have hit fever pitch. So will he take the plunge?
He will not. How many times and how many ways does the man have to say no before we quit running around in circles in this town because someone purporting to be a journalist purports to have known something? He has said over and over again he won't, and he won't.
So what is it then, Amy? What is it? Is it a desperate disappointment with the current crop? Because clearly the donors, people who want him to come in, are raising the bar here or raising the tone.
Well, listen, going back to what George said and watching Rick Perry this weekend, it's clear that Rick Perry is exhibit A for why you can't wait to the last minute to get into a presidential contest. And if the Chris Christie people who are begging him to get in watched what happened at the debate, watched what's happening with the follow-up, this should be a flashing red light. Warning, warning, getting in October, it's not a good idea.
All right. So the other than the annoying voice of Christiane Amanpour, what'd you get out of the discussion, the analysis, if you will, 800-510-8255. We're going through the Sunday morning talk interview programs on television because a lot of the fodder for conversation on the political news talk radio stations comes from that on Monday. Here's from Meet the Press, NBC's David Gregory, talking to Republican strategist Mike Murphy, the Wall Street Journal's Peggy Noonan, who is a speechwriter for a number of Republican presidents, and the Washington Post's E.J. Dionne about whether Christie ought to run.
Christie is on record saying, short of suicide, I don't know how to tell all of you that I'm not in the race. That was then, this is now. What's he going to do?
You know, I have no idea. I do know we don't elect a lot of President Hamlets, so it's time for a decision. The most decisive guy in politics, seeming to be indecisive, cannot last. My gut is he's not going to do it. Late entry. And he is a very strong candidate, and he'd get in with a big boom, but the second and third look in a very conservative Republican primary might be a problem. But I'll give him one piece of free advice. If I were him, I would give all these New York money guys who promise big but sometimes deliver small a task. Put $50 million into a super committee by Thursday or leave me alone, because talk is cheap in politics.
Peggy Noonan, the buildup could be great. The Ronald Reagan Library speech, leadership with a capital L, yeah. Not a lot of specifics. So the first look, as Mike suggests, could be good, but what are some of his problem areas?
Oh, well, first of all, presidential politics is no game for the ambivalent. You know what I mean? He's got to decide, do I really want this? My heart, my head, my soul, are they going to go forward? If he goes forward, he knows he's liked by so many people, Christie, what is called the party establishment, certain money people, regular Republicans on the ground, but he's going to find out if he has a relationship with the Republican base, which is a little restive and a little primal this year. So I don't think it would necessarily be smooth sailing, but it would be a great launch and a very interesting thing to see.
But isn't it the primal nature of the Republican base right now, EJ, that is leaving some room at the top, that is leaving room for somebody to, you know, come in on the white horse here?
Well, absolutely. Republicans are really enjoying destroying their presidential candidates. I mean, the half-life of a surge is about 2 weeks, and then comes the collapse, a word I hate to use as a Boston Red Sox fan. But, you know, Dan Baltz had a great piece in the Washington Post this morning under the headline, "Voters Make the Real Decisions, Not Talking Heads," which I took as a memo to us all today. So let's just look at what we know now, not what we know what we'll know later. We know that Mitt Romney is a better candidate than he was 4 years ago. Running, this is a very hard thing to do, and I think he's doing it better. And it's still getting him not very far. When Perry collapsed, it didn't go to him. Perry had his 2 weeks, and now everybody has doubts about him. And I agree with Mike that where is the pressure for Christie to run coming from? It's coming from big money people in New York and a lot of conservative pundits.
Lots of people who have lots to say, yeah? You consider yourself a pundit, right? You're watching and listening and participating in all this. So what's your thought? 800-510-8255. We've got a little over a year until the election. Now's the time for any undeclared GOP presidential hopefuls to throw their hat into the ring, as if there weren't enough contenders already. This week, Governor Chris Christie saying no. Then people say yes, but Sarah Palin is around, knocking around. Anyway, it's just more of the same kind of thing. It's interesting, Pat Buchanan has endorsed Herman Cain's controversial claim that black voters have been brainwashed. Herman Cain is the subject of lots of scrutiny as well. We'll see where it all goes. Christie and Cain and who else is in there banging around. 800-510-8255 at 13 past the hour. This is the Daily Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Advil Congestion Relief presents The Woman Who Cried Mucus. Once there was a congested woman.
I blame mucus.
And everyone believed
right.
her.
Mucus.
But she blamed mucus one too many times.
I blame mucus.
All right, stop blaming me. Stop crying mucus when the real problem is often swelling. Try Advil Congestion Relief. It reduces swelling due to nasal inflammation.
Advil Congestion Relief. The right relief for the real problem.
Visit AdvilCongestionRelief.com. Use as directed.
My mom gives me a glass of Emergency Kids every day before school.
Why, with all the vitamin C and antioxidants you're getting, I bet you're a bit of a recess renegade. Making mud pies with your bare hands, capturing bullfrogs to scare the girls, even daring to eat a piece of meatless meatloaf your friend smuggled out of the cafeteria on a triple dog dare, right?
No.
Relax, kid. I'm just making a point. Introducing Emergency Kids with immune-supporting vitamin C, antioxidants, and fun fizzy flavors kids love like orange, fruit punch, and grape. Find us on Facebook and feel the good.
Time, ladies and gentlemen, for the million bottle giveaway. You heard right. 1 million bottles of something that will protect that which is near and dear to both men and women. Men, your prostate, your well-being, your life. Women, intimacy, and a good night's rest. It starts with taking the Master Prostate Formula. It starts now by your calling 800-716-6520. Master Prostate has 12 key ingredients shown to promote healthy prostate function, help you get a good night's rest. It's all natural. The best part is you can get a free bottle, part of the Master Prostate Million Bottle Giveaway. Just pay a small shipping and handling fee, and your bottle is on its way. 800-716-6520. Call that now. Get a good night's rest. Take my word for it. Master Prostate is incredible. Try it now. Free. The free bottle offer won't last. Call now. 800-716-6520.
8 hours is a long time, especially when your child has a fever. That's why you should use Children's Advil. It can relieve your child's fever for up to 8 hours with just one dose. In fact, nothing works longer than Children's Advil. And the medicine in Children's Advil is the number one pediatrician-recommended children's fever reducer. So when your child has a fever, provide them with relief that will last up to 8 hours with just one dose. Children's Advil, the 8-hour fever reliever.
Among OTC pain relievers, use as directed.
For a limited time, you can add the OnStar FMV mirror to your car for only $199. It's like having a portable nav, a roadside assistance plan, Bluetooth, and a stolen vehicle system, plus automatic help in a crash. And it's compatible with most cars. Add OnStar FMV to your car at Best Buy for only $199 MSRP after instant rebate. Tax, installation, and OnStar subscription extra. Visit OnStar.com for availability, limitations, details, and more retailers. Hurry. Offer ends October 31st, 2011.
You're listening to the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Here is radio host Steve Adubatu talking to Josh Margolin from the New York Post about his article pushing to get Christie to run for president.
You had a terrific piece on Friday talking about GOP gives Christie a shove. Christie, quote, new Reagan, Pataki pushes presidential run. Wife, that's Mary Pat Christie, greenlights a bid. So much going on. Where are we right now, Josh?
He's home back in New Jersey after a week-long fundraising push that was really the centerpiece of that was his big speech at the Reagan Library in California. And now Christie is hunkered down trying to figure out exactly where to go. You know, I believe that he was sincere all these months, that he was not going to run. He was flattered, but he had made his decision, and this was not for him, at least not for the 2012 cycle. And then he went on this trip, and it was the timing in life is everything, as we always know. And there's been a distinct collapse inside the Republican field for the primary, and key people have gotten a hold of Christie and really shifted their lobbying of him. No longer are they saying you can win this race, as we reported in the Post this week. They're saying, Chris, we think you can lead. We've seen leaders, we've seen presidents, and you have what it takes.
You know, Josh, you talked to Christie. I talked to Christie. You know, some of us talked to Christie. And, you know, I don't know if I call him a friend per se, because we're supposed to have a degree of objectivity. I like him personally. I disagree with him on a whole range of things. But maybe it's because I'm from Jersey. I really do like his direct style in a lot of ways. But the question becomes, if he chooses to do this, A, how effective will the in-your-face style be? And B, because he said, short of suicide, what do I have to do to tell you I'm not running, I'm not running, I'm not ready? Second question, how does he, if he runs, backtrack from those statements?
I don't really know the answer to the first. That really is one of the great unknowns they have to consider. You know, how does Christie's demeanor play outside of the Northeast, where somebody who is perceived to be brusque or abrasive, you know, that could actually be the character pluses because we are who we are in the New York and New Jersey area. The second part of it, I don't know that it's that difficult, Steve. Do you think it's that difficult? I'm not trying to answer a question with a question, but I don't think it's that difficult to come away from it. He says, I didn't think I was ready, and I was working under that belief, but I spent a lot of time watching it, and the economy's not getting any better, and unemployment's not getting any better. And he actually has, he came up with this new answer that I've heard over the last couple of weeks, where someone says, you're not ready to do this, and the answer roughly is, well, was Obama ready to do it?
Right.
I mean, people are saying that. I don't know if that's difficult. Plus, he gets to say, look, I didn't think I was going to be in this race, but people who know presidents, people who lead this party are coming to me. I don't know that that's really his biggest problem. I think his bigger problem is infrastructure and campaign organization, and the fact that running a presidential campaign is a long process, it's a difficult process, and he has not started it yet.
Here's a radio man, John Caldera, with thoughts on Chris Christie.
From the AP, New Jersey Governor Chris Christie is reconsidering his decision to stay out of the race for the White House. He's expected to make a decision soon, according to several people close to the governor with knowledge of his thinking. How do you have knowledge of somebody's thinking? Christie has long said he won't run in 2012, but those close to him said he might be changing his mind. They were not authorized to speak publicly on the issue, but they say he's rethinking his stance. The decision will have to come fast. Filing deadlines in primary states are weeks away. Calls have been intensifying from top GOP donors and party elders for Christie to jump into the race. President Barack Obama's weak approval ratings in a Republican field that has been struggling to put out a clear frontrunner are also creating an opening for Christie, writes the AP. There we go. Christie may think twice about moving forward. However, GOP latecomers have jumped into see the big initial splash only to tread water. Michelle Bachmann leapfrogged ahead of Mitt Romney only to be pushed back when Governor Rick Perry came in.
All right, so up next, some more contenders in the presidential sweepstakes, 21 after the hour.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Guys, notice things are different now that you're a little older? Girls, notice your guy's not quite the man he used to be? Lower energy, more fat, lower sex drive? It all could be the signs of testosterone levels dropping. It doesn't matter who you are, guys. This will happen to you. But now, for the first time, we can boost testosterone naturally by 61% with Ageless Male, a safe, natural supplement that helps you maintain normal, healthy testosterone levels. Ageless Male is proven in clinical research to safely boost testosterone by 61%. Healthy testosterone means more vitality, a great outlook, and a healthy sex drive. This is a game changer. Be an Ageless Male.
For your risk-free trial, just call 1-800-350-2122. Don't wait another day. Call 1-800-350-2122. That's 1-800-350-2122.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Facing up to lots of interest for a lot of people, the presidential race in general, putting Chris Christie aside for a while now, talking a lot about Herman Cain this weekend as we review some of the Sunday morning programs from Fox, for example. Chris Wallace has Herman Cain on the program to talk about the latest polls.
Let's start with the latest polls, which show your remarkable surge. In the Fox poll in late August, Perry and Romney were in the 20s. You were all the way back at 6%. Now you're in the top tier, along with the two of them, inside the margin of error.
Right.
And look to Florida, where you're now running a strong second to Mitt Romney, well ahead of Rick Perry. Mr. Cain,
yes.
What's going on?
Well, two things. First of all, it shows that the voice of the people is much more powerful than the voice of the media. As you know, some of the media outlets have been trying to make the Republican contest a contest between two people, two governors. The people said something differently. But second main thing that came out of that, message is more powerful than money. They spent a lot of money trying to influence that straw poll vote. We rented a bus, went around the state of Florida, had some rallies, met with people, and it's resonating. The other thing that I did, I started speaking in Florida at Lincoln Day dinners and other events last fall, so I didn't just show up the week of the debate.
All right. You say message is more important than money.
Yes.
Money is still important. I don't have to tell you as a businessman, yes. It's vital in campaigns,
yes.
Organization, ads, things like that. Your campaign says that in the last couple of weeks, as you've begun to surge, you're taking in several hundred thousand dollars a day. In the second quarter, the previous quarter,
yes.
You took in $2.1 million.
Right.
This third quarter ended on Friday. What's
yes.
your number going to be?
The number is going to be more than the number that we turned in before. We don't know by how much yet because they're still doing the calculation. But you're right. Our fundraising has picked up substantially as a result of what happened in Florida because I think it sent a message that I am a viable candidate. The other thing that made this one more significant is that the people who were voting in the straw poll were delegates, which means that they're much more informed, much more critical about who they're going to vote for. This is why I believe a lot of people interpreted it as we did, and that is there's really some substance here in this particular
candidate. But you say more than $2.1 million. $3 million? $4
million? I don't have a number for you, but
okay.
it'll be north of $2
million. 800-510-8255. We're talking presidential politics and Herman Cain. the essence of what everybody is saying in the presidential race. Here is Sue Jeffers talking to a caller about Herman Cain.
I don't have a favorite. I like aspects of, okay, I'm never voting for Romney, and I'm never voting for Rick Perry, because I've had it with those kinds of Republicans. I think we need something different, a different direction. By the way, I'm not voting for Gingrich either, or Huntsman. I guess I'm, okay, I have three or four of them that I like, and I'm going to keep looking at and going to keep supporting, but I'm glad you like Herman Cain, because I think he's terrific, too.
I think many in the medical community actually do.
Oh, good.
Like what he stands for, and... Yeah. Many of us are looking at him as somebody who's sensible, realizes the value to our degrees and what we're doing, and realizes that he understands the business view that we have to run.
Right.
And that it's not cheap. Our insurance and everything else is amazing.
Herman Cain, one of the reasons that I think he was one of the giant winners of that last debate is I talked to you about the number of minutes that they are in front of the camera. And that's really, now, part of the reason Romney was up there so much is Obamacare. Obamacare is going to be a huge part of the 2012 election. Mark my words. But not only did they were all attacking him over Obamacare. Therefore, he had more opportunities to answer. Ditto for Rick Perry. Rick Perry had 11 minutes up there because he was responding to people attacking him, whether it was for the vaccine executive order, whether it was for we have no heart, if you don't want to give free or in-state tuition to illegal aliens, Huntsman, Santorum, Gingrich, Bachman, all of those guys were right in there with about that 7, 8, whatever. The secret, if you're one of those underdog candidates, if you're not the Romney Perry guy, is when you're up there, when you have your few minutes, you need to make them count. And you know what Herman Cain did? Herman Cain made them count.
So you want to lease this new space for your business. Looks like it's set up for about 50 employees, but right now you only have 19. I'm just curious, what are you going to do with the rest of the space?
I'll grow it.
Small business owners survive on confidence. And because Constant Contact has helped so many small businesses grow, we share that confidence. Starting at just $15 a month, you'll get powerful email marketing tools, a personal coach to help you every step of the way, even a money-back guarantee. Start today at ConstantContact.com.
If you've never experienced gelling with Dr. Scholl's massaging gel insoles,
you've never walked all the way to work on top of cushy throw pillows,
or worked a jackhammer while standing in a field of beautiful daisies.
That's because gelling does more than change the way you feel. It changes your state of mind.
So I can teach my class while enjoying the soft white sand under my feet.
Experience outrageous comfort for yourself. Just go to Walmart and look for Dr. Scholl's massaging gel insoles. Are you gelling?
I'm glad I have feet.
Wearing glasses with Crizal lenses can make a big difference in your vision. Neither the teeming rains of India, nor the snows of Kilimanjaro, nor the glare of the paparazzi at a Hollywood opening can keep your lenses from giving you the clearest vision possible. For no-glare lenses with great water, dirt, dust, scratch, and smudge resistance, choose Crizal. Live life in the clear. That's C-R-I-Z-A-L. Crizal. Ask for them at your eye care professional.
This is Troy Aikman
and Hulk Hogan with another worry-free shopping tip.
Buying a new living room set shouldn't be stressful.
It should be relaxing.
Well, at Rent-A-Center it is, because you never have to worry about going into deep credit card debt.
Because you don't need a credit card, and there are no long-term commitments. If you ever want to, you can bring it back and stop paying.
So you're always at ease.
Could you please pass me my Snuggie?
Right now at Rent-A-Center, rent-to-own 7-piece Ashley living room sets at a special low price and all worry-free. See rentacenter.com for complete details.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for quick action. Listen to what the revolutionary MDS Forte can do for you. MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte at BestBloodSupport.com or call 213-405-5355. Call 213-405-5355 or go to BestBloodSupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money-back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
It's now 33 after the hour, the second half hour of this hour of information pertaining to the helpful world, for some of you it is anyway, a helpful world of conversation radio, issue-oriented political news talk radio, and the focus on this program, which is a unique way for you to understand what is being discussed by many of the really good hosts around the country, independent stations and shows that are locally oriented. Not anything bad about the national shows, because a lot of you listen to those as well. We don't profile those here because not all of our affiliates take all of those programs, so we're better off to focus on what some of the local hosts are saying. The question is, how far can Herman Cain go? Does he actually have a chance to win the Republican nomination? No question that Cain, who was essentially unknown when he entered the race, becomes a serious candidate now because of what happened in Florida. He's also getting a lot of traction with his 999 tax plan. Do you know what that is? It's a proposal to replace the current tax code with a 9% flat income tax, a 9% corporate tax, and a 9% national sales tax. Republican debates focus on this. Whenever he speaks about it, he gets big applause. Cain in all the polls is moving up. Some of them show him as number one, some number two, some number three, but he's right there with the top dogs, that is Rick Perry and Mitt Romney. So we're getting an overview here. We talk about all of the candidates or as much information as we can glean from our work, as many different sources as we have about the various candidates, to be fair for everybody. Here from Talkos, Esme Murphy, conversation with a CBS reporter about the major differences between Rick Perry and George W. Bush.
When you talk to people, for instance, here in the upper Midwest, and they talk about Rick Perry, one of the things that comes up is people say, you know, God, he sort of sounds like George W. Bush, and they have the same kind of mannerism, the same speaking style. And it's something that people kind of lump them together. The reality is that these two, who have held the office of Texas governor through the 90s and then the early 2000s, mm-hmm. are really bitter rivals men who don't like each other.
Yeah, they don't like each other. One of the phrases that folks use about George Bush and Rick Perry is that their similarities couldn't be more different. And what I mean by that is that, yeah, you have two guys who are guys who have that Texas swagger. They have the Texas twang, if you will. But they are very different in their leadership styles, very different in the kinds of policies that they want to pursue, very different in the way they put coalitions together to try to get things done. George Bush, Governor Bush, was somebody who would work with everybody at the state capitol, which is in eyesight here. I can see the beautiful pink dome this evening here in Austin, Texas. And, you know, the fact is that he's somebody who, when he became governor, had one-on-one meetings with each and every one of the 180-some-odd legislators, Republicans and Democrats, talking to them about what their goals were, what their, how they wanted to get things done, what they wanted to do. And he wanted to work with them on those things. Rick Perry is somebody who wants to be obeyed, if you will. That's the way one of the longtime strategists here in town put it to me the other day. He said, you know, look, Governor Perry comes in with his list of things that need to be get done by the legislature. He puts them there, and they need to get done. Now, give the governor his due. He's somebody who has not had to work with Democrats because he doesn't have a Democratic legislature the way that George Bush did throughout his time as governor. In 2003, the Texas House switched over to Republican for the first time since Reconstruction. And so you've had, in most of the time that Governor Perry has been in that office, he's had a Republican legislature, and it's been a lot easier for him to get things done that he wants to get done without having to work across the aisle.
All right, so there you go with Perry. Our attention now on to what's going on with Michelle Bachmann as Bill O'Reilly speaks to Ed Rollins, who is her former campaign manager.
This is a USA Today Gallup. Good poll, you know, historically good poll. Small sample, though, 439 Republicans and Republican leaners. Perry's ahead by Romney by 7. Ron Paul, 13, and that's a very hard core vote, 13. But Michelle Bachmann sliding all the way down to 5%. Why do you think she slid?
I think, Rick Perry, I think the bottom line here is she's the best candidate in this field. I've watched a lot of candidates over my 40 years in politics. She's an enormous candidate and very, very strong on the stump. She won the straw poll, which no one expected her to do. She's a great retail politics, and our game plan was always to win Iowa.
Then why, if she is so good, and I agree with you, right. I've always said that she's waged a very, very good campaign, her personally, then why did Perry destroy her support? I mean, she's down more than 50%.
Yeah, I don't think it's not over yet. And I think when you look at a national poll, it basically indicates people from all over the country.
Right.
When you throw Texas into a national poll, it's you know, 10% of the population. So a guy that's from Texas obviously has a big impact. I'm not saying Perry's not a strong candidate. I'm just telling you that Michelle, our strategy was always for her to win Iowa, win the Iowa caucus.
Right.
We didn't expect to win the straw poll. In 7 weeks, she came in there and she won. What we did in the straw poll is we built an enormous organization that's still there. So my sense is she's going to be very competitive. It's sort of the Huckabee.
In Iowa, though.
And, well, Iowa is important because it basically will narrow down the field.
All right, Ed Rollins and Bill O'Reilly, I'm not sure that I agree with all of that. She seems to be fairly irrelevant at the moment. 800-510-8255. Speaking of irrelevant, Sarah Palin and whether she ought to run or not. Yeah, people are still talking about that. Here's radio host Bob Kerr talking with his partner Rosemary Tuohy about the process of Sarah Palin, what she's thinking, with a fellow from Politico.com named David Catanese.
Is there room for one more Republican presidential candidate this year? Sarah Palin still hasn't said whether she's getting into the race, but it looks like a lot of Republicans would prefer that she stay out.
There's a new McClatchy-Maris poll, and it says the results are pretty clear. What does it suggest?
It suggests that nearly three-quarters, a full 72%, of potential GOP primary voters said they did not want Sarah Palin to enter the race. That means only a quarter of them hope she should run. Remember, she said she was going to make this decision in September. September is closing. That window is closing. And I think you see GOP primary voters wanting to move on.
That's amazing. 3 years ago, she was the darling of the Republican Party. Why is she being pushed away?
Well, I think a couple of things. I think they're tired of the show. And I think with this new book out about Sarah Palin, the sort of the teases with the bus tours up the East Coast into Iowa, stepping on Mitt Romney's speech earlier this year, his announcement speech. You talk to voters on the ground, they're like, we want to know what she's going to do because this is getting serious. They want a serious candidate to take on Obama. Then you have the Republicans who never thought she was serious and were never going to be in her camp and have candidates to choose from, mainly right now, Mitt Romney and Rick Perry.
You know, I don't know Sarah Palin, but when I hear this, I think, gosh, if there were anything to inspire her to run, it would be people saying don't.
Right. And that's the contrary view. The problem is, Palin does not have the political operation that most of these campaigns have. You know, you talk to these campaigns, they have advisors constantly leaking information about them, talking about them. She doesn't really have that, and that's why she's so unpredictable. But I think if you had to bet today, the bet would be she wouldn't be running. But, you know, that's why she's Sarah Palin. She is meant to surprise.
Is that why that it's too late for her to make a run, the fact that she really doesn't have a wide-ranging political operation in tow?
I think that's part of it, because, again, you go in these early states, that's the first signal someone's running. They hire a fundraiser. They're reaching out to county chairs. They're, you know, doing the groundwork. There's no evidence Palin is doing any of those things. But on the contrary, she's the type of politician that wouldn't need to do as much of it because she comes in with an energized base, almost universal name ID, and a ton of charisma. So there is that hanging out there. But you have to say that the first argument is more powerful against it.
Well, David, she almost has more power as someone to be courted for an endorsement.
Absolutely. And I think that's why she's still a factor in this primary field. Even though, even when that statement comes, if it comes that she's not running, she's still going to be a factor because she's still got a message to tell and she still can draw a crowd and raise a ton of money and media attention. And that's going to be an important part of this Republican primary.
And let's say she does go against what's now conventional wisdom and would run. Does she affect Rick Perry more? Does she affect Mitt Romney or someone else? How does it change the dynamic of the race?
You know, it's interesting. I think she probably, conventional wisdom would be that she would siphon some of Perry's support because it's that Tea Party, evangelical, more hardline conservative support. But if you look at her national polls, I mean, she gets in the low teens usually. Some of the polls have her in single digits. So it would almost be embarrassing if she were to launch into the race, get her initial splash of attention and a polling boost, and then, you know, sat down to reality when you see Republicans have already settled either into the, you know, the Perry or Romney camps, which they are increasingly doing.
All right, so Sarah Palin, I saw something that suggested she wasn't really interested because it would foul up her lifestyle. And not to mention the amount of money that she's making on the stump, if you will. The stump is making speeches and appearing on television, et cetera, et cetera. 800-510-8255. Let's take a couple of calls in a few minutes on these various candidates and what you're thinking at the moment about presidential politics. 17 before the hour on the countdown.
Advil Congestion Relief presents The Woman Who Cried Mucus. Once there was a congested woman.
I blame mucus.
And everyone believed her.
Mucus.
But she blamed mucus one too many times.
I blame mucus.
All right, stop blaming me. Stop crying mucus when the real problem is often swelling. Try Advil Congestion Relief. It reduces swelling due to nasal inflammation.
Advil Congestion Relief. The right relief for the real problem.
Visit AdvilCongestionRelief.com. Use as directed.
8 hours is a long time, especially when your child has a fever. That's why you should use Children's Advil. It can relieve your child's fever for up to 8 hours with just one dose. In fact, nothing works longer than Children's Advil. And the medicine in Children's Advil is the number one pediatrician-recommended children's fever reducer. So when your child has a fever, provide them with relief that will last up to 8 hours with just one dose. Children's Advil, the 8-hour fever reliever.
Among OTC pain relievers, use as directed.
Thanks again for the generous donation.
Oh, don't mention it. When I heard from Katie, who read Kevin's blog that sent everyone to a fan page because of a tweet Bobby shared about the newsletter you sent him in an email, well, I just had to help out.
Start your own word-of-mouth campaign by combining Constant Contact email marketing with social media and spread your message to potential donors like never before. Get started today at ConstantContact.com. Constant Contact plans are as low as $15 a month and now come with a money-back guarantee.
Do you only wear clothes that hide your psoriasis? Do you constantly have to explain your itching? Are you embarrassed by flaking or scaling? If you said yes to any of these questions, you're eligible to try a new treatment called SebaClear, risk-free. SebaClear has been found to help stop the itching, irritation, redness, and flaking caused by psoriasis. SebaClear is a non-prescription topical treatment proven to help eliminate the reoccurrence of skin psoriasis. The results are so incredible that patients have described this formula as life-changing. Stop hiding under long-sleeve shirts and long pants. Call now for your risk-free trial of SebaClear. But hurry, this special offer won't last.
Call 1-800-467-9194. That's 1-800-467-9194. Try SebaClear risk-free. Call 1-800-467-9194. That's 1-800-467-9194.
Elisa Ilana creates a fabulous line of awareness jewelry made right here in the USA to raise funds for cancer research. October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and help support the girls is Elisa Ilana's new mantra. Support a loved one, commemorate a milestone, or just say, I love you with beautiful jewels from Elisa Ilana Jewelry. Purchase your breast cancer awareness bracelets at ElisaIlana.com or call us at 402-926-3479. Enter promo code Andy at checkout to receive free shipping.
I'm sure you're thinking, boy, I'd like to pay less for my car insurance, but switching seems like a lot of work. All the hassle and whatnot. Well, I'm here to tell you that is simply not the case. GEICO makes it so easy to switch and start saving money straight away, without getting buried in a ton of paperwork. You know, that actually happened to me once. Literally, I was buried under my income taxes for 6 days. Haunting, really.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Doug Steffen here with a continuing focus on the presidential race at the moment. If Christie decided to run, do you think he could win? The story of Herman Cain, the fall off of some of these other candidates. Maggie is in Florida with some thoughts on Mr. Cain. Go ahead, Maggie, live on the countdown.
Well, I think what's different about him is that he's a creative businessman. He created Godfather Pizza. I never went there, but I know it's supposed to be a good company. Whereas Romney, he's part of the problem. They're financial wheeler dealers looking to package up business. They don't create anything. They're part of the problem. And so I think that's one of his appeals. And I do think the fact that he's black sort of makes a wash. If there's two black presidents running for either president, you can't say it's a factor, right?
Right.
So I think the delegates, as he pointed out, these were delegates voting for him, which is more important almost, you know, than in at this stage.
Right.
But I don't know what will happen. I hope they don't bring Christie in because they'll ruin him. Whatever is good about him, I see the Koch brothers are part of the big money guys. Well, if they're backing him, he's no better than Romney. Then I would never vote for
him. Koch brothers in Wichita backing Christie?
They were part of the money. They say all these people with the big money were saying they provide the money. And
well,
the
Koch brothers are the big Tea Party supporters.
I know that. See, now to me, they ruin Christie's
value. The people with big money, period, ruin it for whomever. And there's a lot of big money behind Romney. You see the president going out getting a couple of $1 million in California last week. That's really what the problem is, Maggie. The problem is that you and I and others who think it's wrong to have money haven't won the day yet. But as people become more and more aware, as civics comes back into the classroom, people who understand the corruption. You don't have to be look around. You can see how money has corrupted the political process. And although the Koch family has developed a great American company and put a lot of people to work, they started the John Birch Society. They've always spent a lot of money on those right wing causes. That is their right to do. But what's happening is that this sort of money is ruining it for everybody else. And Herman Cain, it'd be interesting. The Koch brothers, well, I'm going to keep that comment to myself. You made an interesting observation about two black men running for the president, which could do a very, to an extent, do a lot of correcting, if you will, of people's feelings both inside and outside the country that we are a racist society. Thanks for your call. 800-510-8255. John wants to talk about the last three presidents.
Thanks for taking my call. Kind of nervous. Well, I have to say what the president said. We went from Clinton to Bush to Obama now, and all three presidents have been doing a very good job of crippling America. Bill Clinton signed NAFTA and WTO in Seattle, and that's one of the reasons we have those jobs in this country. I'm a Republican because I support Ron Paul, and a lot of progressive Democrats agree with what he's saying. So, just take a look at that. As long as we have a neocon running the Republican Party, I mean, it's going to cripple America. And new Democrats, they're pretty much the same people. Obama has done nothing but expand everything Bush has did. Patriot Act, the war, spending bailouts. Like, Obama did everything Bush did. So the Republicans should be pretty happy with him.
Yes, we do. Here's Ted from Fargo.
Hey, I'm just calling about Rick Perry. I think he ticked off a lot of people with his comment about the illegals getting the same in-state tuition and saying they have no heart. And it was in his heart, too, saying it. And then also, you know, the way they pick these front runners and they're writing off the rest of the candidates, it's way too early. I think that they give them too much coverage that, you know, this guy's the front runner, this, you know, and they don't say it's just too early yet. Shel Bachman a month ago, like, say she was the front runner.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why, when you can be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquid flavors at LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning: e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
Still ready to save? Then you're ready for the fall super sale at HerbalHealer.com. HerbalHealer.com has been the leader in quality natural supplements since 1988. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of incredible fall savings on all sale products running through October 18th. HerbalHealer.com is proud to offer eFoods Global products, premium storable foods that are delicious, contain no MSG, no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. All you do is just add water. To learn more, click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com and you can try eFoods storable meals for free. And don't forget to click the specials link for even more savings at HerbalHealer.com. Be sure to sign up for our free newsletter. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature one person at a time. Hurry, sale ends October 18th.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Okay, 53 past the hour. Yes, as that gentleman with a big voice has suggested, we continue. Our focus now on the war on terror. And you've heard the story about the recent drone strikes that killed an American citizen, but also a member of Al-Qaeda. There is a lot of people were upset because Mr. Obama criticized the Bush administration for basically doing the same thing in the war on terror. Anyway, here's a discussion of this. Host Gary Allen with former Congressman Pete Hoekstra about the attacks on these Al-Qaeda operatives.
This is really big news, though, isn't it?
It really is. I think Alaki had really, you know, kind of developed this mystique of being this American-born cleric. Developed a whole new capability for the Al-Qaeda network with his ability to understand the U.S. psyche, to, you know, preach their message in English. It was, this is a big deal. You know, it's obvious that our intelligence community is getting better and better and better at locating these people. You know, to go through, the last 3, 4, 5 months to get both Osama bin Laden and now Alaki, clearly we've got the capability to find their leadership and to take them out. It's a huge tip of the hat to the intel community.
Witnesses say it was a drone attack in Yemen. That's got to send a strong message to Al-Qaeda.
It does. It sends a signal that, you know, you are not safe in Afghanistan. You, there's, the reports that drones are being used in Pakistan. You're not safe in Pakistan. And now these, you know, right now still unconfirmed reports will also send a strong message that you're not safe on the Arabian Peninsula. Our reach appears to continue to grow and grow. And that's what we've always wanted to do, make sure that every morning they have to wake up and the first thing they've got to be concerned about is their own security, and that they can't just leisurely sit around the campfire or in their camps planning attacks against the United States. I mean, this guy was tied to, you know, the attack at Fort Hood, trying to take down the plane in Detroit, the Times Square bomber and these kinds of things. You know, this is welcome news.
What do you think? 800-510-8255. These drone attacks, are they a good idea, a bad idea? What does it say about our country and our leadership? Here's Sully in Maryland calling the countdown.
I'm really concerned about, you know, the way our government are handling a lot of these situations, because they're, especially the kids of Anwar al-Awlaki, a U.S. citizen that was never tried, and we have no idea what crime he committed, and they just executed him. Just based off of false information, you know, the Obama administration claimed that they want to be transparent, but they have been worse than the Bush administration in terms of handling foreign affairs.
All right, let's keep going and find out where the pulse is on this. Here's Rob about the president.
This was a known enemy. This is a known terrorist. The government has a lot of information about this guy. And there should, I don't think there's any doubt about it. And, you know, President Obama has been showing that he's tough as nails in regards to, this is the kind, this is the way that you fight the terrorists. You don't fight the terrorists by nation building. You don't fight the terrorists by trying to take over a whole continent. You do these kinds of, very specific kinds of strikes. And, Republicans should be taking their hats off to our president, because and Democrats as well, because he's fighting terrorism the right way, and he's doing it very cost effectively, unlike the previous administration, which, you know, really lied us into nation building.
All right, Miles in Pennsylvania, what do you think?
I think that the president used the most effective, efficient way to use the military in that incident, because it keeps our children, our 20 and 25-year-olds, off the battlefield. It was necessary. I think he done a great job. And it's amazing how some people can support a war effort when it seems like they crank up that war machine so their supporters can benefit from it financially.
John in Rhode Island, you're the last caller.
I'm a little bit distressed. I really can't believe what I'm hearing. We assassinated somebody for having different views of things without proof of doing things. It's a disturbing call. In 2008, I voted for Ron Paul, and I was put on a terrorist list, okay? We have financial terrorists that aren't being prosecuted. We have people glorifying these drone makers and things of this nature.